This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
Let's head to the recording studio. Hannah Copeland talked to members of the Kansas City band New Wave about the story behind a song called We Shine In. Here's how it all came together.
We are the perfect combination unlike any other you have ever seen. New Wave calls itself a musical movement. Currently, the group has four members, three MCs, and one singer. Each member represents a different element of nature.
My name is Terrence Rebels. Artist name is Casual. My element is the earth element. The singer, who's not here with us today, his name is Leonard Butler. His element is air, and his artist name is Ever Ready.
Earl Smith, and I am the fire element. I go by the artist name Anthem. Anthem is actually an acronym that means authoring notes that holler expressed messages, because that's pretty much how I write.
My name is Storm, and I go by Storm. I don't have a government name. My element within the group is water. We all have our own style, which is something I like. Because sometimes you hear groups and you can't tell who's who.
Now that you know who's who, you can understand that writing a song in New Wave is an intricate balance of elements, expertise, and personality. The first ingredient to writing a collaborative track is finding a beat. The beat for We Shine In is more than just drums. It includes every sound except vocals. The beat rests under the vocals as a music bed. Casual says that most of the time, New Wave finds their beats on a website that you and I use all the time.
YouTube. There's producers on YouTube who sell beats and who also give them for free. Usually, if we buy beats, they're already put together.
That's why it's called the New Wave Order Mixtape. That beat is actually already industry-made beat on Rick Ross's 2008 CD.
That's right.
New Wave decided they wanted We Shine In to be the track that celebrates the completion of their CD.
It was kind of the idea of Casual. He was like, yo, I think we should use this song as the outro song. And everybody kind of was like feeling the beat and was like, okay, let's do it. Since it was going to be the last song on the CD, that we wanted it to be like a celebration.
Each member of New Wave wrote their lyrics for We Shine In separately based on their own experiences. Casual drew inspiration all the way back from his ancestors.
I would say it goes back to Africa with the drum, with the beat. Anytime you hear a beat, that drum was used to communicate village to village. Even though they spoke different dialects, when that drum came on, you knew somebody was getting married. You knew somebody had died. You knew it was time to eat. You knew it was about to be war going on all from the drum.
Storm's inspiration is harder to put into words.
I don't know. It usually just comes to me. I put the music or put the beat on and the pen starts to going, and I just start writing. If I'm in my zone and feeling it, I could write the song in maybe a day or an hour.
New Wave uses an audio production program called Pro Tools to build each piece of the track We Shine In. If you opened up the audio file, it would look a little bit like a slice of rainbow-layered cake. On the bottom layer, you have the beat. Above the beat layer, you have New Wave's voices.
New Wave, coast to coast, set sail, set it off. Yeah, I need to set it off. Take a girl, a queen like Latifah.
Anthem says you take the vocals, take the beat, mash them together, and that's when the song really starts to bake into a whole. The celebratory concept of We Shine In and each member's lyrical contribution culminates at Industry Sound Studios in Blue Springs. In studio, the icing on the layered sound cake really begins.
So we all going off of each other's energy and feel. And it's times even on the hook part where we'll suggest, hey, maybe you should do this. And then he might go in and try it this way. And then he's like, I don't like that. And then he'll go do it his way. And then we all sit back like, oh, that sounds cool.
The group bounces around ideas about how they want the final version of the song to sound. They listen to each other's suggestions and start recording. Anthem says that the final recording can take a really, really long time.
You don't know how many hours we were probably in the studio. And when it comes to writing, people think you just go in, it's just easy. You sit down, you write 16, and you lay them down. No, it takes time to really put that song together. You're in 3 to 4 minutes. So that probably took an hour and a half, 2 hours to really do that and make it sound that way.
How many layers are there on that song?
142.
There's not 142 layers on We Shine In, but there's a lot. When sitting in studio with four creative minds working all at once, I wondered, when does New Wave actually know when a song is done?
We listen to the whole song over and over. When everybody's comfortable, when different parts of the same whole is, you know, separately approved, usually when you put it together, it's a finished sound.
Just trying to put my CD on the map. Just trying to let them know where we are.
Members of New Wave will be performing on April 10th at The Brick in Kansas City.
Let them know where we are.